It's time for the Mr. Sports and Ron Fantone Show on ESPN 94.7. Call the show now at 330-744-0947. Now, here are your hosts, Mr. Sports and Ron Fantone.
Well, what a great show. Candy Campana on Wednesday. John Reese is here.
It's a lot prettier in here today, too. It's a lot prettier in here today.
A lot, yes, definitely than us. And Candy, I had to get in here early because she has a hair appointment at 12 o'clock.
With Wendy.
That's
hi, Wendy.
Stuff for a woman.
I have to get my vibrant colors in. Look at me. I'm so boring.
You have a thing going on tomorrow.
Yes, we're playing Ribs and Rock Festival.
Yeah, and that's going to be opening for Chris Higbee. And, of course, we had our buddy in there, Corey Ward, and the Clarks and Fuel. I mean, it's a great event.
Ribs and great music.
Yeah. And hopefully, the weather's going to cooperate with you guys.
I hope so.
Southern Park Hall parking lot.
Last year it was steaming hot, and then it downpoured.
Yeah.
So I hope this year is a little better.
Okay. So you mentioned one of the influences on you has been the Wilson sisters, Ann Wilson.
Yes.
Nancy Wilson with Heart. And would you be kind enough? I got a little karaoke track
Absolutely.
Let me
stand
a classic
up.
Called Alone.
Of course.
All right. I'm going to play this, and this is live, Candy Campana, Mr. Sports, and Ron Fantone, right here on ESPN 94.7. Make sure you got my mic going here. All right, here we go.
I hear the ticking of a clock. I'm lying here, the room's pitch dark. I wonder where you are tonight. No answer on the telephone. And the night goes by so very slow. Oh, I hope that it won't end though. Alone. Me to the bone. How do I get you alone?
my God. Oh, my God. Look at, oh, she's dancing around the studio.
Outstanding.
Oh, you are
great
amazing.
Energy.
And here, I've got to tell you, this is a live performance by Candy Campana. I'm assuming we have the show taped
she
today.
She threw our meters out here.
Wow. Listen, I'm
outstanding, honey.
Okay, so I'm playing the background karaoke track, right? I'm looking at the lyrics. Candy didn't need this. No. She couldn't see this. You were right on top as they're showing it. Yeah. You know that song so well.
Oh, I love it. I think they're just amazing. Yeah. Like she, like Nancy's phenomenal on guitar, and Anne, like her voice is just like that. That's a real singer. You know, that's what I want people to say about me. Like that's a real singer.
Honey, you are a real singer.
Oh, thank you.
You are a real singer.
You are dynamite.
Thank you.
You and your skunk Blix.
He hears it all the time.
You were telling me she got how many
over
views?
1,500 views
for the skunk.
On her cuddling.
No.
Yeah. On my YouTube. Little
is that all it takes?
Yeah.
Get a pet skunk, remove the stink glands, and pet it, and
1,500 views.
Wow, 1,500.
Make sure you remove those glands.
Fantone and I can't even get 15 views ready. No one wants to look at us. That is amazing. When did you start singing? When did you realize like I want to give this a go in my career? Were you a little girl?
Yeah. I started just naturally singing about 3 years old. I would have trolls, these troll toys,
and
I would
trolls.
Yeah, yep. And I would write songs for them for like their daily their daily aspects, you know.
And that's so cool.
And when I was in elementary school, you know, this is why I think music is so important in school. I was in choir, and my teacher had us audition for a solo, you know, and I didn't think anything of it. I just auditioned. I loved to sing, and then I got the part, and I was like, oh my gosh, like she actually thinks I'm good. And that made such a big impact on me, and I decided, like, I'm gonna do this. This is what I want to do forever. Like,
give you a lot of confidence.
Yeah, like I love to sing, so that's what started it. Yeah, Miss Kalela was her name.
See, and you never forget, do you?
You don't.
Is Miss Kalela still with us or not?
I'm not sure. I haven't seen her in years.
What would you say to her if you saw her today?
Thank you for believing in me.
Well,
you know, those are my formative years, and for an adult to believe in me, it made me believe in myself.
Yeah, unbelievable.
That's right.
Would you, you know, because you're on the solo circuit now, mm-hmm. would you join a band as a front girl? Or it depends on what band it is, what kind of music they do.
Like,
or do you want to do the solo stuff?
I like being solo. One, because I have my backing band anyway. So, like, we have band practice, and it's like we're a band. But then I have the final say.
So much for that.
There it is.
Yeah, I have the final word on everything, and I love that. So.
You have to have control.
You're not a diva at all.
Over the music direction.
No.
And everything. Is it, and we've asked this of all bands trying to do originals. You just did a cover, and it was spectacular by heart and everything. It's harder, though, to, like, if you're playing out in public or everything, mm-hmm. and you're doing your own original material, it's not as widespread known and everything.
Right.
So if Candy Campana's doing a song, like, alone by heart, as compared to a song that's an original from the past, sometimes it's harder, at least at a local venue, to generate a larger crowd for that. Can you explain the difference?
It's true. Cover bands do tend to get more of an immediate jump because people recognize the songs. You know, they know right away, and they have memories attached to those songs, and they, you know, they have good things, and they know they want to dance, and you know, if they haven't heard of me, or maybe they have but haven't heard most of my music, you know, they'll watch, but they can't connect to it just yet, so that can be a little tricky. But like, the people who do come and show up and then start to learn to love me, it's amazing. Like, there's this girl that comes every single time I play Cedar. She's there and she is front row because she says, you know, the first time she heard me do Black Velvet, mm-hmm. which is a cover song. And that was her mom's favorite song, and her mom had passed.
Yeah.
So that connected her with me. Then she started listening to my originals based on that. You know, so we do throw some covers in the set. Just for, like, one, I love to do them. Like, my favorite that we do in the whole set is Outshined by Soundgarden.
Nice.
I love doing that. So, but yeah, like, once people start to listen in and connect with my music, then, you know, that's the beauty of it.
Your parents, two beautiful people. We mentioned Dad, TJ. How about Mom, Debbie?
Oh, amazing.
What have they done to, you know, push your career forward for you? They're always, like, behind you, aren't they?
Yes. And, to me, they've never been the type to push as in like a stage parent. You know, that would make me hate it if I was forced into it. My mom and dad always supported, you know, like show up every single show front row wearing my t-shirts. Like my dad always whistles. My mom always cheers. Like, yeah. You know, they're always there and like helping. My mom, every time I like am like, Mom, who is... Who's Collective Soul's manager? I want to reach out to them. She'll help me find it, you know?
Wow.
You know, like, they're very, very active in that way. But awesome. They've never been like, well, you have to do this. You have to do this. My mom, when I was little, didn't want me to do it because she was afraid of the industry.
Yes.
You know, she was like, why don't we go to the park? And I was like, Mom, I have lines to learn, okay? Like, you know? Yeah.
You've heard about this, too, in the past, Candy. You're a beautiful young woman, and
Thank you.
And I've always thought, I've known her since she was a little girl, mm-hmm. and I've been proud to watch you because I have three daughters, Ron. You have girls and stuff, and you know, to watch you grow up and become what you've done. But I understand too, as a fatherly, protective force, you know, and I'm sure dad feels the same way. You got to be careful that you don't get taken advantage of by men because you're a young female,
yes. And that's something I feel very blessed to have my band behind me because it's three guys, one, and mm-hmm. yeah, that shouldn't have to say anything, I shouldn't have to, you know. Feel unsafe without like a guy
that's
around.
Right. That's right.
But the world we live in, you know, there's an unfortunate truth.
It is a crazy
truth.
World.
Yeah, but I have them around me.
That's a good thing.
I've had instances where like there's been people that have kind of stalked me on social media and then shown up to shows and were watching me from the back corner and you know I would tell
creepy.
Like yeah I would tell Pete like hey like there's this guy here and he'd be like okay stay by me
Dan or
like
Bacho.
It's not I had a disguise on how could you recognize me
with the nose on
but no I that's a serious subject and everything
it is.
Yeah.
You know or guys hitting on you after a performance
oh yeah
on, so you get
yeah,
that right.
Happens,
phone
yeah.
numbers.
That happened my last show. I get messages. Hey, what's your number? I'm like, who are you? Like,
yeah. Like, how do you deal with that though?
It just depends. Like, if the person is polite, you know, then I'll like, you know, politely decline, or you know, or if it's somebody that I get a weird vibe from, I just don't respond.
Yeah,
you know,
that's probably the best thing.
Speaking of which, is there a lucky gentleman on the forefront now?
Yeah. Maybe.
As a second father, who might this be, young lady? Can you give a fictitious, how long have you been talking to this guy?
I met him at the Canfield Fair.
Okay.
So how
ironic
is that?
Canfield Fair?
How ironic is that?
Oh, I would have never thought you would meet anybody at the Canfield Fair.
It was funny because I was singing out there and he was just in the audience and he stopped and watched my show. Mm-hmm. So I noticed him because he had long hair and I love that. And I was like, But then he didn't say anything after the show. My show was 3 hours, so he stayed for a bit and, you know, moseyed. People do that. Mm-hmm. So then afterwards, I saw him sitting at the Coliseum, like outside of it, and I went up and I was like, hey, you were at my show. And he was like, oh, yeah, I was. You were great. And I was like, come see my horse. And he was like, no. And I was like, whatever. So then, like, you know, I walked away. Then
it's come see me. Well, maybe he thought come see my horse meant something different.
Yeah, really.
Maybe. But here's the thing. Here's the kicker. So my mom saw him. A couple weeks later at an event in the park, and she went up to him and said, hey, you know, I remember you from the fair. You talked to my daughter. And he said, yeah. And she was like, well, she wanted you to say hi to her and look her up, and you didn't. And he was like, ma'am,
boy.
He goes, I'm not trying to be, you know, any type of way. He goes, but I am 35. How old is your daughter?
Yeah,
she's like 20. And my mom said, ha, guess what?
Yeah, absolutely.
That was it.
Yeah. He was like, oh, okay.
Is your dad, like he's this big motorcycle bandana tattooed? Yeah. Biker driving guy now. TJ's really transformed. I'm telling you.
Yes.
Totally. I mean, dark hair. I told you. Knit polo shirts, khakis, and everything. And now he's at he's a typical motorcycle.
He's always cut-offs.
Yeah.
Cut-offs and tattoos. And
walking around.
Walks.
And he's in a motorcycle gang.
Yeah.
like all that. Is your dad intimidating to guys that come around you?
No, because he's super friendly. You know? Unless I have an issue. And then he's like... Like,
he'll get involved.
Yeah, I do have an ex who is kind of on the dangerous side. Like, I don't care to ever speak to him
again.
Has
your dad ever strangled your ex?
I would like him to. But he tried to connect with me this past year at the Canfield Fair, and I was like, no, and block. And I called my mom and dad and said, come out. And they were like, my dad was like, where is he? Is he out there?
Oh, my God.
I was like,
dad.
Yeah.
That's TJ.
Yeah, yeah, that's my dad. You know, that's my dad. He always said, that's not a threat, that's a promise. You know what I'm saying?
Wow. Wow. So, Candy, coming up, my next performance is going to be...
tomorrow.
Yeah, tomorrow. Awesome. Chris Higby, Rain or Shine, right? You're going to be performing
out there.
Rain or Shine.
Which, can, if it rains, it's cool pictures, so still show up anyway.
What time are you on stage?
4:30.
4:30.
Okay. Yep.
We should go out, fantastic.
You should.
We should.
You should.
What do I got going on tomorrow? I might be there. Who knows? But if it rains, maybe not. I don't know. But listen, I mean, the smell of ribs and everything, and Corey was talking about it. It's just like, and there's so many. Do you get free ribs as a part of the entertainment, or do you have to pay for them like anyone else?
Well, fun fact, I'm a vegetarian.
See, I had that feeling she was going to say that.
You are.
Fun fact. So
does the smell of the ribs burning not make you nauseous?
It just makes me feel sad, but I love, my favorite ever is Saucino's, the Mediterranean food truck with Johnny. I love Johnny, and I asked him, I said, are you going to be at Ribs and Rocks so I have something to eat? And he said, I don't think falafel goes with ribs. And I said, Johnny, will you please, though? Like,
oh,
so I'm like, I'll bring an Uncrustables, and I'll be fine.
What time's Chris Higby tomorrow?
So I'm 4:30. Broken Reins are...
Broken Reins are also playing country band.
Yes, I have a screenshot.
I'm trying to see the schedule for tomorrow when Candy plays.
I have a screenshot of this timeline.
Do you?
Please hold. Oh, yes.
So again, Candy will be on at 4:30. This is right on the Southern Park Mall grounds.
In the parking lot.
Ribs and Rock Festival. Yeah. And again, they have the Clarks and Fuel coming
up.
It's an all-weekend event. Yeah.
I'm 4:30. Broken Reins are 6. And Chris Higby is 8.
Wow.
Nice.
What a trio.
Oh, yeah.
What
Sounds
a trio.
Great. Sounds great.
I know all those people, but I especially know Candy. Absolutely awesome. Girl, I can't thank you enough.
Thank you.
Thank you,
I really appreciate
so
this.
Get your hair done for the big event tomorrow.
Wait till you see.
Look at this. She got long hair.
Your singing was great. Yeah, beautiful girl.
Beautiful girl.
Thank you.
Candy, thank you. Come back again, please.
I would love
anytime.
To.
Come
yeah.
back.
Yeah,
anytime.
I would love to.
Mr. Sports, Ron Fantone, Candy Campana, John Reese coming later on today. Stay with us. We are back. It is hour number 2. Do we? Yeah, it is hour number 2.
Yes.
I'm losing track. You know, we're halfway through the show.
I know.
And it's going fast. And when you have great guests, and thank you to Candy Campana.
Thank you, Candy.
John Reese in the house now. Johnny, you said you were coming up through the elevator and everything. And you're like, you hear this voice, Candy's voice, and you were like stunned.
I was amazed. Man, that little girl can sing.
Wow. She is impressive. And you can do so many different things too, my friend.
Can you sing like that for us? You know, I cannot sing like that for you.
You should hear him play the trombone though.
Really?
Oh man.
You don't see many trombone players. You know, God, we even got a trombone player here. We get everybody here.
But you know what I realized decades ago, honestly, that as a trombone player, if that's all I did, I would be the last one on the pecking order. Because, right? I mean, honestly, the pecking order goes, first you get a piano player. If you can't fight him, you get a guitar player.
Yeah.
After that, you go with either a bass player or drummer, depending on whether the piano player has a left hand that can comp a bass line, right? And then after that, everybody thinks the sexy sax player is next.
Yeah.
After that is comes trumpet, because Miles Davis glamorized it so much, and people like that. Trombone player is down there where... somewhere around like the bathroom cleaner would go. So I started singing, and that's when I
can never understand someone playing. I always, you know, was in awe of trombone players, because you're not using any keys or anything. You're not using, you're just using the slide.
That's
and
right.
And to have that sound come out, I mean, it always impressed me.
It's the most, and this is no offense to any trombone players that are listening out there, but no slam to high school, junior high trombone players, but because there is nothing that's exact on the horn other than open position and B flat and first position, it's rote, and so a lot of the development is slower. Once guys get it, they seem to really get it, mm-hmm. but the development of it is really closer to like a fretless guitar or a fretless bass or violin, because they learn by rote as well.
Yes.
There are no frets,
right.
And so it's very interesting. The learning process takes a while, but...
That's another thing. Violin always amazed me, too, because of no frets and things like that.
I think locally, our friend Jen Canzio plays.
Jen,
she's a terrific.
Fabulous,
she can play violin any classic rock song.
Yeah.
I mean,
she's
honestly,
amazing.
She
I've gotten
incredible.
To play with Jen a handful of times, and I've loved it every time. She's just she's dynamic on the stage too. She's a natural born entertainer that is a pleasure to watch and play with.
And may I tell you, John Reese, to pay the compliment back to you, you are a fantastic talent. Johnny's been doing it since the 1970s. When did you begin? 78?
78. Fall of 78.
Wow.
My first gig with Emmy Williams Orchestra. Yep.
Wow.
Yeah. Back then, I was just playing trombone. And then Emmy Williams said, hey, I want you to sing a song and with the band. And I sang a standard song, but I didn't know he had put some alternate lyrics that were a little bit ornery. And I didn't know the real lyrics, so I sang those lyrics. It was kind of funny for a long time, but
So when I, it may not have been the first time, but it was certainly one of the initial times. I'm at the old, I always tell the story of St. John. I'm at the old Avalon Gardens up in, Belmont Avenue, which isn't far from the studio. We're on Belmont.
That's right.
And I'm having pizza. They had delicious pizza back then on the north side. And this guy doing like karaoke and songs and everything, almost like a DJ type thing. And it doesn't happen often to me. At that point, I had interviewed every, I think, major recording star you could possibly imagine. So when somebody's in a local bar and everything, it doesn't wow me. I mean, I'm impressed and everything. This one wowed me. I turned, I got off my seat. I'm like, who is that? It was John Reese. And I think that's how, and I walked up and I did, I said, John, nice to meet you. Mr. Sports from Y103 at the time. I just want to say you're fantastic. And that's how we met, dude.
Thank you.
We've been friends ever since. And that was a long time ago.
Yeah, you've been at it a long time. So have I. Man, I had hair and a 27
inch
waist
this.
At the time.
Candy was in. She said she likes long hair. And I meant to ask her, what do you think about no hair?
You kept your bald, your cap on.
Right? Yeah, I gotta keep the cap on. Yeah, people make fun. It was like somebody like Jeff Richards said, you ever see that guy when he takes his hat off? You're like all shocked. He goes, you look like a bald lion, man. If they're not used to it, you know what I mean?
Yeah, you have to make light of it. I always tell people, if I'm standing too close to the light, I'll move. If there's a reflection blinding any of you, I'll move a little bit to the left or right.
John, you're involved with a number of projects. So what's Backbeat?
Well, Backbeat is my 6- and 7-piece party band.
Wow.
And, in fact, we're playing tonight at Los Gallos on 224.
Oh, nice.
You guys are out and about. We'd love to see you drop in. I also have a trio that, for lack of creativity, goes by John Reese Trio.
Mm-hmm.
And up until COVID hit, I had a 5-piece jazz group called John Reese Project. And then, obviously, I do a duo. I can't do solo because nobody wants a trombone player without a piano or something. But, so we play most frequently with the trio because when COVID hit, my whole group, my jazz group, kind of disbanded. My piano player got prostate cancer and had an aortal aneurysm. The drummer's wife was a cancer survivor, didn't want to bring COVID home, so he bailed. The sax player went to play for the Vindies, and the bass player, he just became a recluse and started making steel drums heads and sending them all over the world. So literally of 5 people, 4 were gone, and I had to rebuild. And so that's why with the trio, we were the first band around here working. During COVID, we played, and Cafe 422, my hat goes off to them. Those guys gave us a chance, and it was deemed a pandemic in March. In May, we were playing at Cafe 422 in Niles. So that was great for us to get us through the pandemic.
If somebody hasn't seen John Reese perform, and I've seen him perform many times, some really classy establishments, and how would you describe what type of music they're going to hear?
You know, we do really music from every era, and I mean every era. So we do all the way from Dixieland music, and the Gatsby music, all the way through. I mean, we do Motown, funk, disco, a lot of yacht rock, oldies.
Ooh, I love yacht rock.
Yeah. So the trio is doing mostly the yacht rock stuff now, and our gigs have exploded. We're playing all the time, everywhere, and it's great. But if somebody comes up, like the other day, somebody wanted to hear Ave Maria.
Wow.
Jack is so flipping good on the piano. He, you know, he broke into it. We had a female vocalist that happened to be there and sang it with us out of the blue. What key? Oh, Z flat. Okay. And he played Ave Maria.
Just do that on the spot.
Just on the spot.
It's not an easy song to sing either.
Right. Yeah. He is so good. But I mean,
Jack has been somebody that you've known forever.
Yeah, Jack Charnello. He is just a freak of nature. He plays, first off, his left hand makes most bass players jealous. And he uses two keyboards, and he'll play a bass line that is just fantastic. You guys should interview him sometime.
Definitely Jack would be on my radar. I always say hi to him when I see him.
He's amazing.
I always say hi to him when I see him and everything. Have you guys done JR's Pub?
Because
it's one of our main sponsors with Jeff.
I've played and he's played with the big band.
First class big band.
First class big band. But it's one of those places. I got a call from another place today. Mm-hmm. And I'm booked every week until January, unfortunately. So we can't really add a whole lot of other places unless people want a Tuesday or Monday night or something. So we've been blessed. Like I say, it's because a lot of bands only come in one format. We've got the duo, the trio,
got it all covered.
And the prices are adjusted accordingly, right,
that's
Johnny?
Right.
Yeah.
That's right.
Whether you want 5, 4, 3, yeah. 2, that's like you said, he's not going to go solo, but you know he'll adjust the price and John will work with you. But yeah, he's booked through January. That's how good this guy is. Hey, we're going to take a quick little break here. We have John Reese in the studio after Candy Campana. What a Wednesday this has been.
This has been great.
Following our live at JR's yesterday.
Yeah,
we're back with more after this. All right, we're back. We're going to sing oldies for Bart, who unfortunately had a sore throat and had a Miss JR's Pub live performance. Yeah, that's Bart. He told me, he said, tell Fantone not to call me out. He goes, I don't want to come out from the shadows, man. I want to remain inconspicuous.
I don't think Bart exists.
That's right. YSU Penn's football will get more than $1.3 million for two games. 2028, when they take on West Virginia, they'll get about $550,000 for that, and then 2029 against the Buckeyes, $800,000. This year, when they take on Ohio State, they got West Virginia, $2,025,50. They got Michigan State this year at $725,000. Stanley Cup Finals, it's over. Florida, second consecutive year. They are the champions. They beat the Edmonton Oilers, wrapping it up in six games, 4-2 with a 5-1 decisive victory yesterday. Heard right here on ESPN 94.7. NBA Finals coming up tomorrow night. It's Game 6, Oak City at Indiana at 8:30 on ABC. Oklahoma City, 3-2 up in the best of seven, 6.5-point favorite. All eyes on Ty Halliburton with a calf and lower leg injury and an MRI. Rick Carlisle said, we have to face the possibility our dude ain't going to be there. And watch that line swell. In fact, that's guaranteed. Guardians yesterday get off a 3-game losing skid, 3-2 win at San Francisco. Gabriel Arias with a home run, a go-ahead shot in the sixth inning and a double in the ninth inning. That spoiled the debut of Rafael Devers yesterday. He went 2-for-5 for the Giants after coming over from the Boston Red Sox. Cleveland now 36-35, second place American League Central, 9.5 games back of the Tigers. They'll be at San Francisco again late start, 9:45. Logan Allen, the starter. Bucks lose to Detroit 7-3. They're 29-45. They'll beat Detroit again this evening, 6:40. Andrew Haney gets the call. Brian Reynolds from the Pirates yesterday had to leave the game. His wife went into labor. Pretty fascinating story involved there. Scrappers yesterday were canceled due to inclement weather. They'll try it again tonight at 6:35 against the State College Spikes. And we got trivia coming up a little bit later. Right now, we're going to sing. We have got the man, John Reese, in the house who's going to grade us for Bart the Music Man. And we're going to do, I Heard It Through the Grapevine, Marvin Gaye.
Oh, Marvin Gaye today.
Right, ready?
And wait a minute. Let me see.
And one.
Oh, God.
And two.
Ooh, I bet you're wondering how I knew about your plans to make me blue with some other guy you knew before. Between the two of us guys, you know I love you more. It took me by surprise, I must say, when I found out yesterday. Don't you know that I heard it through the grapevine? Not much longer would you be mine. Oh, I heard it through the grapevine.
All right, here we go. All right, one more. Sexual healing.
Oh, yeah.
Whoa.
Don't touch me, though, when we're doing this.
Come on, man. Get away. Get away.
Don't put your hands on me.
Hey, I'm not.
You guys look a little close.
I know. We are a little close. Sorry. John Reese is going to actually judge us on this. All right. One. And one, two, three.
Start it up.
Ooh, baby, now let's get down tonight. Bah, wah, wah, wah. Ooh, baby. Come on.
Wait. Get the right tone.
All right, hold on.
Tone going.
Ooh, baby. I'm hot just like an oven. Hear me, darling. Hear me, darling. I need some loving.
And baby, I can't hold it much longer.
What do you have to squeeze me when you're singing that lyric?
Stop it, man. I wasn't.
You're getting stronger and stronger when I get that feeling, Fantone.
I want sexual healing.
Sexual healing.
Oh, baby, make me feel so fine.
Help to relieve my mind.
Oh, my God, it's terrible. Come on.
So, John, do you want to... You said you're playing Los Gallos, right?
You guys can come up and sing tonight, absolutely.
Do you want us to open for you, get the crowd warmed up?
You know, no, because when we came up, it would be a tremendous letdown after that.
I know. We'd be a hard act to follow.
We
would be a hard act to follow.
I'm telling you.
No doubt about it. We got the great John Reese in here, and from your buddy Elliot. Not only is John a good vocalist, he's also a good whistler. Elliot?
You whistle? I whistle.
You're a whistler?
Yeah, I do.
What, you do, I was Kaiser Bill's Batman by whistling Jack Smith?
No,
I'm kidding.
You know, we do
never
it,
had
we
a whistler
it.
Yet. You know, how
we got it all.
We got a whistler now.
This is like
player,
David Letterman's stupid human tricks.
Trombone, whistlers.
There are a couple songs. Well, we started, though, we do this song, What a Day for a Daydream, you know.
Oh, yeah.
And it has
Love and Spoonful.
And then, yep, Love and Spoonful. And then we also, at the end, we do this, the Jason Mraz song, I'm Yours. And at the end of it, we go into a reggae thing with the
wow
at the end, and people always like that. And
yeah, remember that?
It's different, but
Don't Worry, Be Happy, right?
Yeah, yep. Don't Worry, yeah. Bobby McFerrin.
Be Happy. We go into bust into a little bit of that.
Yeah.
Just to break the...
Do you do medleys on songs, too? Like, we talked to Sinfarina yesterday. She likes putting medleys together and stuff
like that. We do. We do some. Not as many as I'd like to, but we do, especially songs that seem to fit together real well, like Cupid, Draw Back Your Bow, in the middle of... forget it. I can't even think.
Well, the Spinners did that with Cupid. It's
they
like,
did, yeah.
I loved you for a long time.
They did that.
Now it's time
like,
to make you my baby.
Make you my baby.
Yeah, a lot of groups used the medley and everything. I kind of like Letterman used to do that all the time.
Yep.
A big fan of Tony Vitale from Pennsylvania and everything. And also another former guest, man. I'd love to have Tony on. He's getting up there in age.
Tony's
get him while you can.
Right,
get him while you can.
Stand By Me. That's the one. We'll throw that into Stand By Me, you know, that Cupid song. And sometimes things hit you. The guys are good enough that they'll just grow with you, right?
Yeah.
So, Johnny, what's your favorite type of music to sing when on stage or perform?
Wow. I'm a jazzer at heart. Right? For the longest time in the valley here, I think I developed my name as a jazz musician, and that really came to a screeching halt only because of COVID. So, but what I've learned, you know, I was brought up in the projects and more in Trumbull Homes, and then we moved just out of the projects. And so I was listening to, you know, Parliament, Confunction, Brothers Johnson.
No kidding.
I was listening to all those bands, and I never listened to, for lack of better terms, the white music, right?
Right.
I mean, the rock and roll and stuff. I just didn't grow up listening to that, and I went straight from high school into YSU, where I studied under the great Tony Leonardi, and jazz was, you had to eat, sleep, drink, and live jazz all the time. That was it. So I completely avoided the 70s, the 80s, the 90s music from that was popular. And so now, with especially like with the trio, I'm going back and I'm learning stuff that's old hat to you guys,
right?
But it's new to me, you know, doing Dancing in the Moonlight and stuff like that
King
that
Harvest,
I never heard before, right? I mean, we're dancing,
great song,
so
it's
great.
It's a great song,
and it makes people so happy. So what I've learned is that being a stuffy old jazz musician. I'm honestly so sorry.
Hey, we had some music there. Hey,
I got ostracized from a big part of the jazz community because, like, they thought I was a sellout. Mm-hmm. But what I'm learning is that jazz helped me learn the rudiments really well. Because right. normally most guys, if you could play jazz pretty well, you could pretty much play anything, about yeah. anything. Mm-hmm. But I am having so much fun mm-hmm. playing music that connects so much better with people.
Yeah, that's
because
awesome.
Jazz, sadly, as great of an art form as it is, it's a dwindling audience.
It is.
It's getting smaller and smaller. Although it's taught in the universities, you know, they don't teach funk and Motown in the universities. They teach jazz and classical. But I'm finding so much joy in making people happy with music that they can relate to, and it's like new for me too at the
Brand
same time.
You, yeah.
So it's great for me. I've been loving it.
Who were influences for you? Like names like Dizzy Gillespie. I mean, you know, I mean, who were, like, when you were a young guy and you talked about your love of jazz and R&B, who were artists like, wow, they, you know, I like what they're putting out and I might do something like this someday.
Well, you know, there was I really loved Brothers Johnson. I mean, back in the day, those guys were just
Strawberry
great.
Letter 23. Oh, yeah, I'll yeah, be yeah. good to you.
Ooh. And the Spinners,
love
stuff
the Spinners.
Like that. Just love the Spinners. Love
and Brothers Johnson did Stomp too.
That's right.
We're gonna stomp.
Yeah, that's great too. Yeah, we should add that one. That's what we should add.
I was a Brothers Johnson.
But I never listened to trombone players. Uh-huh. You know, I just never listened to trombone players. Yeah. I'll tell you a quick story if I can, though.
Yeah, sure.
When I was asked in fifth grade what instrument you wanted to play, I went to Layard Avenue Elementary. I said the trombone because I thought the trombone was the tuba. I wanted the biggest, baddest instrument there was, right? And there were only limited instruments. So when they brought me the trombone, I said, no, I want the trombone, that real big one. They said, no, that's a tuba. You get the trombone, that's all there is. I was so bummed. But then we were in the projects. There was a non-denominational mission church in the project, and they happened to bring in a traveling missionary whose name was Bill Pierce, who is like the Tommy Dorsey of Christian music.
Right.
And this guy, it was like sent to me, I think.
Yes.
I think it was divine because this guy played the trombone and it was so sweet and beautiful and smooth and pretty. And I realized it wasn't a raucous, you know, instrument. It could actually be very beautiful. And that was an epiphany for me. So
yeah, that's awesome.
Yeah, it was.
Plus, the tuba would be kind of tough as a band.
Well, he mentioned Tommy Dorsey. I consider Tommy Dorsey like the king. I'm getting sentimental over you, and there's so many. Tommy Dorsey had so many songs.
Funny, I got called to play with the Tommy Dorsey Orchestra to go to Japan back in 1982. 82, 83, I got called to, and I happened to be engaged at that time, and I chose not to go. I wish I had gone. The trajectory of my life would have been completely different, but that would have been a great thing because I've always wanted to go to Japan.
Yeah, I'm trying to think. Was it Pink Panther theme had the trombone in it or no?
It did.
And then Just the Way You Are, I think Billy Joel.
No.
No?
That's sax.
That's sax.
Oh,
yeah.
My God.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's.
And it just, like, some of the great songs, though, with trombones and everything. What are some, like, Billboard hits? I'm trying to think off the top of my head that have, like, really prominent trombone in it.
Well, you know something? You find it more in Latin music.
Wow.
Than you do but there's a guy named Trombone Shorty out of New Orleans who's a bad dude. If you ever have a chance to listen to his music, Trombone Shorty, he's phenomenal. But trombone has become, you know, it's more of an obscure instrument these days. A lot of times when I'm playing a gig, people say, "Hey, man, you play a nice trumpet, or you play nice sax." No, it's a trombone. But thank you very much. It's not as well known, and I think the fact that I can present it, I really like playing at a place where, you know, especially with a small group, at a winery or something, somebody will be leaning back in their seat, really giving the body language that they think, oh, geez, what the hell is this? I should have just picked a, gone to a place that had an accordion and a guy playing wax paper on a comb. What's this guy playing? You know, but you'll see their body language change through the night where they're leaning back. Then they're leaning forward. They're tapping their hands or their foot, and they're getting into it. And you sort of convert people from a non-believer
wasn't
to a
Moonlight
believer.
Serenade like a big trombone?
Glenn Miller. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Absolutely.
My grandparents loved Glenn Miller. Yeah. That was their dude, man.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God.
In fact, we'll pull off a one-horn version of In the Mood, if you can imagine. And with Jack on keyboards, it comes off fine and blows people away. Yeah. So it's a lot of fun.
And trombone always associated with the great classical music of the past. You know what's funny, John? When I was a kid and everything, grandparents, it was polka music and it was like big band swing music. And back then when you're a kid, you know, you want to hear what was on the radio, maybe, you know, WHIT, Y103, whatever. And this for me would be the 70s. But I was like my top 40 music and everything.
Good spell.
And... yeah, Boots Bill, yes, and Doody Daddy Doody.
You didn't get that right, did you?
No, I didn't. But Boots is an all-time DJ, but whatever. But my point being is, I don't think I appreciated that music back then. And when I get older and I hear it now, as an older person that is now their age, at the time I didn't really, you know, go crazy over it, I appreciate it. It makes me smile.
Yes.
I'm like, maybe there was something inside me at that time that I did like it better than I wanted to admit.
When you get older, you appreciate the talent that it takes to play those instruments. You know, and you appreciate the sound more, I think.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Absolutely. But I there's a part of me, I have to admit, that I wish I had been started off as a piano player and played sax, too. If I could do those three things really well.
I always love saxophone. I always like that.
Everybody loves saxophone.
Yeah. Well, I mentioned Billy Joel a little earlier, but great sax songs. Baker Street. You know, I love that song. Jerry Rafferty. And songs that have sax, and you got me. There was an instrumental years ago. Lily was here. Candy Dulford and stuff like that.
Oh, man,
one guy, like Lee Ritenour, they call him Captain Fingers or something. Yeah. Is it you? Beautiful song. Yeah. Al Jarreau, I was a big fan of.
Yeah, we do some Al Jarreau music as well. It's, boy, what a great artist.
Wasn't he incredible?
After all, my goodness. What a great song.
That Al Jarreau. You're a lover.
I am.
You're romantic.
I will be the one to hold you in my arms.
He did such a great job.
Yeah, and Moonlighting, We're in This Love Together.
Oh, Moonlighting, yeah.
Yeah, it's just great.
We're in This Love Together.
Morning. How about Morning?
Morning.
That's one of the ones we do. In fact,
wow!
Yeah.
You want to do it right now?
No, thank you.
He doesn't want to do it.
We require all our guests to bring their instrument.
I have my entire PA system in the car because we're playing tonight. So,
he's got big things tonight at Los Gallos.
Yeah.
We're going to talk more with John Reese.
That's a great place.
We're going to talk about it. Is we you and I have been out there
6 to 9?
That was when
earlier.
You were doing this number.
Me and Mary Ellen,
I remember that.
Yeah, we do.
Yeah, it's out there. Israel owns that. Check it out, Mr. Sports, Ron Fantone, and the great John Reese back in the studio after this. We are back, Mr. Sports and Ron Fantone, after a fantastic live performance at JR's Pub yesterday, Ron. And look out in that crowd yesterday and see how many people came out to support us and all the wonderful things we heard about the program and what we're doing.
Yeah. Just, I want to thank everybody for that yesterday who showed up yesterday. Thanks.
And thank you, Jeff, for getting up good and early, too.
Yeah,
and
really,
and you should thank him right here now for the eggs and bacon.
He sent me eggs and bacon.
I got nothing yesterday, Fantone. I got nothing.
I know. I noticed that.
I know. I didn't even get a strip of bacon.
You thought...
He's sitting there feeding his fat face I'm announcing.
Fat face. I didn't even finish yet.
Your hairy grizzly Adams face. Yeah. And I'm sitting there, and I was starving when the show was over.
Go ahead, man. What up, man?
Anyway, we're your sports, music, comedy, variety, everything in between. Local show, Vincente. A little bit of something for everybody. Thanks to Candy Campana, who was here earlier. We have John Reese on now. And John was telling me, you know, one, he heard Candy coming up on the elevator. He was very impressed with her. They'd never met before today, which is cool. John gives Candy a card because you weren't even born when I started in 1978, which is really cool. But you said that she looked like she's about 20 years old.
Yeah, I thought she was like 20 years old.
Yeah, she's 34.
34 and looks 14, yeah.
And
Who thought she would be such an old woman?
Yeah, I know. That's what I was gonna, hey, she's opening. They're having that Ribs and Rocks Festival tomorrow. She's going to be out there opening for Chris Higby. Broken Range is going to follow. And then they have the Clarks in the
She said like field. 4 o'clock, right?
Yeah, 4:30. 4:30 tomorrow.
I'm going to go try to check her out because we don't play tomorrow.
You should go see her. Now you guys are good buds and everything.
Hey.
You said like your book like year around. It's like, my God.
You know, we started
doing. Do you play that every night?
A lot of times, like this is, tonight makes, I think, 13 days in a row.
Played,
so.
Are you tired?
So when I called you
to come in, it's like, John, I want to come in. I want to talk about your career. You get to spend time with me. Nah, man, I got to get up and hang out with those two schmoes.
I was honored to get to the chance to sit and spend some time with you, John. Honestly.
Oh, that's nice.
Well,
you're a good guy, and I like what you're doing.
Awesome. I like what we're doing. I think it's fun. Because guys like you deserve this kind of airtime. It's true. And I totally mean that.
And they can't get it anywhere else here.
Well, not like this. Not where it's not. Pressured, hey, we got all these commercials coming. Hey, you talk too much, and I never got it with the syndication and everything. Like, they might be under a classic rock format, they might be under a top 40 format, but the morning shows are syndicated. They do whatever the hell they want. Why can't we do that locally?
I'm telling you,
we're doing whatever the hell we want.
We got to come up.
You're giving something back to the people that are in this area that they can relate to. They've got you're announcing. You're introducing artists to the people in a more personal basis than they might find at a gig. You talk about local happenings, and it's this, you can't find it anymore.
No, you can't.
Just to review, John, some of the guests that we've had on this program since we've started, we focus a lot on music. On the national scene, Jimmy Clanton, you probably remember him. Peggy Santoya Davidson, the lead singer of the Angels, was on this program.
Wow.
Vito Pacone, lead singer with Elegance Little Star, was also in the movie Goodfellas. Which was really cool. Fascinating stories. Then on the local end, to have Patsy Palumbo on from Left End, Gustafson from Pooba, Phil Keggy, Safara, Pecchio, Glass Harp. It's just Ting Markulin, Human Beings. Just
had them all.
Just extraordinary. Blue Ash, Frank Sesich was on this program.
Man.
I love doing it. I love doing it. And there's more to come, too. Jack Riblett, I know you know about his Youngstown rock and roll history and everything that he's contributed in keeping the alive, the memories of Youngstown local rock and roll. We're going to take a break. We've got more of John Reese, kind enough to join us in the studio on this midweek Wednesday right here on Mr. Sports and Ron Fantone. Stay with us.